Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, almost half of people across all age groups cannot afford to live in their preferred community. Research conducted by Kantar for Permanent TSB also found more than a third cannot afford to live in the area they grew up in. Well, for more on this, we're joined now by Claire Cogan, who is a behavioural scientist with BehaviourWise. And you're very welcome, Claire, to the programme this evening. We might start on a more positive note. Almost two-thirds of people say they feel they have a strong sense of community spirit in their area, with a similar number saying they know their neighbours well, which, you know, it's quite a high figure, I think. But was there an urban-rural divide with that?
Yes, there was actually. Now, it has to be said that across the board, there's a very strong sense of community. So across the country, we're seeing that on average, two-thirds of people say they have a strong sense of community where they live. But we see in rural villages, for example, that that's higher at 74% of people versus 58% in towns and cities. So there is a slight urban-rural divide. There is also a slight pattern by age group. So older age groups, 55 plus, tend to report a higher sense of community compared to the younger age groups.
Mm. And you can understand how that might happen. You know, younger people perhaps aren't living in the same place for long periods of time, or perhaps they're commuting to work, mm-hmm. or they're gone for long periods of time during the day. Would they be some of the reasons for that?
Yes, absolutely. But what's also interesting is that we see the people who are, you would imagine, very busy, with children in the household and lots going on. They're also the same people that tend to participate and volunteer a lot in their local communities. And that's also interesting because we see that people who do participate more and who volunteer tend to report a higher sense of community as well.
So what are the barriers then to creating a strong sense of community?
Well, people say that that it tends to be because people are too busy. So there definitely is a perception that the pace of life can get in the way. And then there are people that say, well, look, some people just prefer to keep themselves to themselves. So for that reason, they might be less likely to get involved and less likely to participate. But definitely time is what people regard as the number one barrier.
I mentioned almost half, 47% of people are unable to afford to live in their preferred area. Of those 47%, was it primarily younger people?
Actually, yes. The number actually increases to 60% in the under 35 age group. So there is a pattern there. So younger people are finding it harder to live in the places that they'd like to live in. So there is evidence that the housing market is limiting people's options because that age group are probably more likely to be looking to buy or to rent. Mm. And so it is having an impact, I think, when it comes to choosing the community that they would like to live in.
And do we have any sense as to what's driving that in terms of what makes an area a person's preferred area? Is it close to work, close to family, close to the sea? You know, do we know what influences people?
Well, it's probably all of those things. But when we ask people, what does good community mean to them? The first thing that they say is it's about a sense of belonging. And it's definitely about people connecting with each other. So whatever the community is, people, 8 out of 10 are saying, look, it's about people helping each other out, people looking out for vulnerable neighbours. Also, living in a place where you feel safe and secure. All of these factors are important.
You also looked at concerns relating to the cost of living. And I suppose, not surprisingly, most people feel worse off than this time last year.
Yes, absolutely. What is concerning, I suppose, is the increase that we've seen since the beginning of the year. Because we asked exactly the same questions back in January. And today, 60% are saying that they're financially worse off than this time last year. That's actually double what we saw at the beginning of the year. It was 30% at that point. And when we ask people to think about the coming year, we see a similar pattern. Half expect to be worse off. And again, that's twice as many as was the case in January. So there are definitely more people feeling pessimistic about the economy overall and about their own financial circumstances than there would have been back in January.
But interestingly, young people are more optimistic than older people on this, with 18 to 24-year-olds bucking the trend. Almost half of 18 to 24-year-olds saying they expect to be better off next year.
Yes, absolutely. And we have noticed that over the last few issues, that younger people in this age group, they tend to be more optimistic And you could rationalize that to a degree by saying, well, maybe they don't have the financial pressures that older people have. Maybe they don't yet have mortgages or high bills to pay. But it is certainly a pattern that we're seeing. And you are right, they are more optimistic, over two and a half times as optimistic, really, about their financial prospects than okay. the older age groups are.
I'm tempted to say they'll learn. But no, it's nice to see the optimism. It is good to see the optimism. It's always a good headspace to be in. Claire Cogan, a behavioural scientist with BehaviourWise, thank you very much for joining us.